every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I think this is a beaut announcement, really, really important for those people that suffered through Jasper for lack of communications. They'll be thrilled about this. I do remember word getting through to us on air that the community around near Wangetti, if I remember right, they were saying, can someone get onto the powers that be that tell us our communications are really, really starting to collapse up here and we won't have any contact if Jasper hits and whatever. They were really, really worried about the approach of Jasper, and so they should have been. Now, let me just read this. It's just come onto my desk. The LNP is going to deliver a major upgrade of emergency communications in the far north with the installation of 10 state-of-the-art emergency units in communities like Kuranda through to Hopevale, if elected this month in regional Queensland during natural disasters. Like, for example, that cyclone Jasper and floods as well. Vital communications often the first thing to be affected, impacting first responders and communities as they deal with extreme weather. Anyway, I just mentioned this briefly. They're called the Airbridge ARNI units. They use satellite technology, so they're not reliant on phone or power networks. They're self-contained units. You've got instant connectivity for hundreds of users with critical information, etc., medical support, whatever. So I've just put a call through a gentleman who is the LNP candidate for the seat of Cook in the forthcoming election, and his name's David Kempton. He's on the line. Yes, he is. David, good morning.
G'day, John.
Interesting. This took me straight back to information we were getting through. I think it was Wangetti, but I can't remember. But a year, nearly a year ago. And people up there getting the message through to the radio station, please put over air that we're desperate for attention to our communication issue up here. Once again, the vulnerability when you've got the winds building up, etc., really impacts on people in remote communities.
Well, John, this wasn't only Wangetti. This was all the way up the East Coast, wherever there was influence from Jasper. And we've got to remember that in the north, we're prone to cyclones, to flooding, in cases of fires. Those natural disasters are just part of our everyday life. And the very first thing to go out is the formal communication system. And they don't just fail for an hour or two. They're out for days and days.
Yes.
So I've had stories of a policewoman driving along with a phone out the window trying to get reception because she had a heart attack victim. People on roofs desperately trying to get help as the waters are rising. The emergency Telstra tower in Daintree, when they tried to fire it up, the two plugs between the generator and the tower didn't connect. So it's just been one disaster after another. So these units, they're built in Cairns in Smithfield, designed by Doug Stevens. They're state-of-the-art, and they are incredible. So we're just going to... They're on a very heavy-duty trailer. We've put them in the SES sheds or council. As soon as the cyclone abates, you just pull it out, flick the switch, and you've got instant communication for all people affected, between authorities and people that are impacted and people wanting medical services. And of all the things that I'm doing during this election campaign, this is the most exciting by far.
So this is state-of-the-art communication units, are they?
Absolutely. Wow. Oh, absolutely. It relies on Starlink, but it's a fully self-contained trailer. It's got all medical equipment, and it's got a defibrillator. It's just an amazing piece of equipment, and we're putting 10 out there, so every within range of each other, everybody between Kuranda and Hopevale, in the event of a natural disaster, will have instant communication. This is groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah. Just harking back, since we start talking about that nightmare last year, the one I flash back to so often is Bloody Magoo and his helicopter. God, that was a remarkable story. Do you know, and it's funny, David, I don't know if you and I have talked about it, but I've often thought, why wouldn't they make a movie out of this? I mean, it was remarkable. His little tiny single-seater helicopter or whatever, rescuing those people off the roof of the lion's den.
Well, you know, Magoo was at it again last week when the Lakeland fires were on. He's got a water bucket under his helicopter, and more than happy to go and help put the fires out. But the authorities said, oh, you didn't have XYZ ticket, mate, you can't do it. So they took another 24 hours. So, like, Magoo's amazing, isn't he, really? He's an Aussie.
That little helicopter can help put the drop water under the fires.
I think it might have been one of his bigger ones, but the point is that, you know, we get in there and help each other, and there's all this red tape, even in times of emergency, that just prevents things happening.
Yes.
Won't be with these units. They'll be out the door and switched on, and we'll be underway.
Oh, I'm glad I've got you too for a moment. Interesting the other day, and you made a point, and I'm glad you did, of explaining this legislation regarding, what was it, do the crime, do the time, and any number of people. You made the point it's for serious offences. We had people calling and saying, well, I lost my car, my car's been stolen, I've had two cars stolen, etc. Is that serious enough? When you talk about this is applying to serious crime specifically, what are you talking about?
No, look, adult crime, adult time. So if a juvenile commits a serious offence, as I said the other day, murder, attempted murder, manslaughter, serious assaults and so on, they can expect to do the same time in jail as would an adult. They'll be treated as adults. But other offenders, young offenders who continue to commit offences, the last resort proposal will be taken away and they'll be dealt with according to the standards required by the community. So jail's still in the mix for them, but we're obviously not going to throw every 10-year-old on his first offence straight into jail. We have massive intervention programs and rehabilitation programs that can support these young people to be part of a society and live by the rules of that society. So the issue is now, for offences, there will be consequences.
Someone guilty of any number of stolen cars who happens to be 14 or 15, if we're talking about last resort there, they're going to be doing some sort of time behind bars of some sort. I presume in that case you're talking about something along the lines of the Cleveland Detention Centre, are you?
Exactly. And I was talking to a magistrate recently who jailed a young offender after his fifth offence at 10 o'clock in the morning, and up they... A telephone call was made to the Review Commission in Brisbane, and that was overturned. He was back on the street by 4 o'clock that afternoon.
That's
so
got
to
stop.
This is going to stop. This will stop. The police and the magistrates will be empowered to deal with criminals as criminals.
Mm.
And we'll be looking at the rights of the victims, not just the rights of perpetrators.
13 cars stolen over the weekend here in Cairns.
It's unbelievable.
Can you see a significant reduction, David, seriously, in the number of stolen cars in our city?
Has to be. And the two ways, well, there's actually three ways to do this. One is education about what people do with their cars. We need to really encourage people to mobilise them. And the third, there has to be consequences. These police arrest these kids and they're back on the streets the next day doing it again.
Of course.
And that's not acceptable. And because, John, the level of fear in the communities, I don't know anybody who hasn't been impacted by crime, knows somebody who's impacted or are living in fear of it, and that is not acceptable.
Mm. All right, Dave, always good to catch up. Appreciate this. Thank you. That's David Kempton. Now, he's the 2024 LNP state candidate for the seat of Cook.